You're not taking this serious.
Yeah, I'm out to about 3 days off. But it was 3 days of relaxation and just doing nothing but staring at a wall. After I'd painted it.
Oh, you were doing housework?
Let it dry. Yeah. Just housework stuff around me.
Yeah, he was sitting at the dining table staring at the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Pause. Welcome back to Uncommon Sense Podcast. Yes, this week, Jammy's not here. That's what it is. It looks a bit odd, but Ella's going to be fitting in for him.
Yay!
And back where we were. Sorry, I just wanted to do an intro.
No, that's blessed.
Oh, no, I made a cold reference to two episodes before and you just paused me there.
Sorry.
That's all right. Wanted to get that out of the way. If you caught it, you caught it. If you missed it.
But yeah, Darky, you were saying you were doing housework.
Yeah, I was just doing housework, a little painting here and there, just getting some stuff finalized. I had a week off, even though the majority of the week I still worked and seen clients and people and such, but...
So what kind of week off is that?
I don't know. People were still asking, like, you know, I need this. So I was like, oh, it's only two people as opposed to the whole day. So technically, you know. Yeah, cool. Yeah. So that was time off for myself. That was all. Nice and easy. Yeah.
Well, I could be caught up before. I'm not trying to catch up again.
No, that's all right.
Yeah. So what were you saying?
Do you know how my week has been?
Yeah. But what were you saying?
Oh, I can't remember.
So, okay. All right. But this week, we actually wanted to chat about something this week. We wanted to carry on kind of what we were talking about last week.
Indeed.
So, where were we? We were talking about... Oh, actually, let me paint the picture again. So, it was because we were watching the Channel 4 program. Mm-hmm. It was Go Back to Where You Came From. It was six people from Great Britain got sent out to Syria and Somalia, and they were about to make their way back to England in a similar way to what an illegal immigrant would have to do to make their way from these countries to Great Britain,
right,
to get a life. And a lot of them on that program had kind of a mindset of that all these people are just bad breed. You know what I mean? They just either, unfortunately, they think they're rapists or PDF files.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, but it's not the case, man. You can't say that about every single person. Like, you can say that about anybody you're walking next to on the street if you want to be moving like that at the end of the day.
Exactly.
But after all that, I came down to, it was, if they're thinking that about them, and these are the people that are coming over to Great Britain now as immigrants, just two generations ago, all the people in this room here were in the same kind of scenario. Even though we got asked to come over here to build and everything, we weren't necessarily wanted, I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But now, I'm not saying it's necessarily say they want us and we're wanted, but we're accepted.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't look at us the same way, or we hope they don't look at us the same way as they're looking at these other people, illegal immigrants, trying to come over to the country.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because I think it's kind of been masked. It's a bit of smoke and mirrors now. They're not going to say it in your face, but they'll say it in their face because they're not necessarily here. They're making their way over here.
Right.
So I just wanted to spring it back on you two. How do you feel about it? Do you feel the same way? Or if not, what do you think? Both of you.
Well, when it comes to political issues, issues like that are as serious as immigrate, like things like this, refugees and all that, I tend to not really have an opinion. I just see people looking for or trying to seek for safety in an area that is too dangerous for them to even live, always looking behind your shoulder, scraping and, you know, for food, money, things like that. I just see people looking for safety, but then it's also anywhere in the world. It's the same like here, if you think about it. It's not done in the same way. We're not living in squalor and gunshots everywhere. But there's many people leaving the UK because they don't like what's happening here same way. If I have to think of it both ways, it's not exactly like the exact same kind of situation.
You tackled that question as like the Good Samaritan.
What do you mean?
In a way, like, I understand what you're saying. No, you're thinking that.
It's sad enough for me to even watch it. So for me to continue to follow up on what's going on as well, I mean, just looking on it just makes me feel sad for mainly the children.
Yeah, and you're looking at it the way I would hope most people would look at it.
You know that, and mm-hmm. that, and because I don't know what it's like. For me, having an opinion of that, for me, I feel like is really, I don't think it's like wrong of me. I just feel like I'm in no place to really say what I feel about where people should be if they are fleeing from something that they're afraid, fearful for their lives. Because if that was me, I'd think the same. If Luton was to be like literally mashed up by something, maybe a bunch of people just like start taking over, people start stealing stuff, you can't leave your house, a bit like the riots.
But that's
like
what they feel like they're gonna come here and do, isn't it?
Gonna come in and induce that.
That's what the propaganda is. That's what the right, what do they call it?
The right wing.
Mm. They're saying that yeah, they're gonna and come over to your country, they're gonna mash up your streets, they're gonna turn it into an Islamic
part,
state.
That part, I'm just like, why would? I get on one hand, if you're like, okay, I'm worried about my country and blah, 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 but then also on the next hand, you're literally judging other people. You have no idea. And if that is the case, and that's on that individual is not right in the head, and that could go for anybody.
That's a vast amount of people.
But there's also, what about, there's no English PDF files. There's no...
And that's what I was just saying.
That doesn't happen in England. It definitely exactly. does.
Mm-hmm. Same way you're scared about that person coming over on a boat.
I should be scared about my neighbour who lives 10 doors down if I hear that he's up to no good. I'd avoid him, like, I'd be far away from that.
But that's what I was trying to say. If they're thinking that about the people that are coming over right now, do you still think that they think that about us? Like, just not trying to be loud and proud about it.
I reckon, yeah, to a degree, definitely. I feel like back in the day when they came over, I don't know how much of like the English public were made aware that other people are going to be coming from these places, like, you know, Caribbean, etc., to help. I don't know if they're aware. Yeah. Maybe like a week before or a couple days before they come, they're like, hey, we've got people coming to help. You know what I'm saying? The little guy running around, you know, flash news, you know, dash of papers.
Black people coming.
They find out, oh, what? We've got black people coming here. They turn up next day to help. They're like, what the fuck is going on? Do you know what I'm saying?
They're like 3 months set up. They're 3 months old. Yeah, they're coming in 3 months. Mm. They lock up your houses, get your bars on your windows. Nah, you never know though.
It could have come like that.
I hope not. But anyway.
They had a whole preface, even though we were asked to come over to help build everything up, you know? So I reckon that could be a way, because obviously when how certain people were treated when they got over here wasn't right. Even though they came to assist.
Mm.
But that's what came down. It's definitely a strange one.
You know what?
I'm thinking maybe they just see us as the pickney of them. So they're like, well, you came over here and you got to stay, even though it was against our wishes. Do you know?
The pickney.
Yeah, that's it. Bro, so they don't obviously like us, and they'll teach their pickney the same thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Just stick a pin in that thought, because there's something that came across my mind, right? I had a moment, right? And it's quite relative to what you guys are talking about around the Windrush era. People being interviewed in the 60s, I believe, when television was just about to come in colour. I think it's a BBC short interview. And I think the interviewer was asking, you know, how do you feel about the Caribbeans into the country? How do you feel about black people into the country? And a lot of the people who they're interviewing, of course, English people, you know, that nearly everybody's like quite apprehensive. At least one person I saw, oh, you know, they're really cool, they're fine, they're all right, they're good people. But then the rest of them were quite apprehensive. I'm not sure, you know, if they're going to behave themselves. I'm not really sure if how this will work in our economy. I mean,
and the thing is,
there's a lot of that. So I kind of see history repeating itself in a way, like what you're saying. And it's like, it went back to what you're saying. It's like, it reminded me instantly of that video. I'm thinking, oh, wow, it's like seeing.
It's a lack of knowing. It's a lack of knowledge of the other person that breeds fear a lot of the time. And that's a shame.
That's what I saw. I saw that there is, it's the sort of ignorance, but it's not, it's also a thing that it's an environmental thing. It's not really exactly your fault. If you grew up in that environment, where you think one way.
Are we taking the blame away from people just to be PC? Because it is your fault. If you're a child, I give you the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, you got the benefit of the doubt. But when
you're an adult, it's now your fault. It's now your choice and your responsibility to go and broaden your horizon.
Of course. But then imagine you continue your life and you're still surrounded by people who still think violent thoughts towards a certain amount of people. And that's all you spend your life around. You're not actually gone anywhere. You haven't had those life experiences.
You don't have that excuse anymore. You have the internet. You choose to use the internet
Age
of information,
you know, it's funny. Yeah. My mind is still stuck in like...
You can always go and try and find a way that you want to... You can choose to be in your echo chamber to tell you what you want to hear if you choose to be like that.
Mm.
It's a choice. It's a lot of things, how we say Americans don't really branch out a lot of the time. Mm. They say like they're very insular. They only really know what's going on inside America. Mm. It's because the echo chamber of America keeps it that way. But if you can be an American and choose to be like, right, I want to find out, you have to search a few things on Google and you can get outside of that echo chamber. Do you understand? It's the same thing what's going on here right now in Great Britain with a lot of the papers and the TV and everything's telling you that the immigrants are going to come over here and mess up your thing. But then if you actually watch what's going on over there, you understand why they want to come over here. They don't necessarily want to come over and mash up your thing. They just want to have a genuine life and do the jobs that most of the jobs that they claim that they're getting taken away from, they don't want to do the jobs. They will do it. They will do this gladly. I did a job in, I think it was Woking. Yeah, it's Woking. One day, I was a 3-day job. One day, the cleaner was just a normal English guy. The second day, it was a Ukrainian man, yeah? Man didn't speak no English or anything. Man's doing the job good because he's appreciative to be here. And then the third day, it was both of them. And then he had the other Englishman that was there the first day was explaining to me, oh yeah, he came over from the war-torn areas in Ukraine and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, and his daughter was there as well. So she, I think he had sent her prior and then he followed afterwards when he could. But if you see these people, they're not slacking around. I'm telling you, if you was to give the average Joe that's on the dole, I'm sorry to say, that job, they're not going to do it the same way they're going to do the jobs. There's certain things that people in England feel like their jobs are beneath them for some stupid reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that level of entitlement that we're living in, I think, is why people, they're not actually seeing what those immigrants are coming from. Because we're born and we, as I said last week, we've won the lottery of kind of being born in Britain and the Western world, that we don't have to think about what a war-torn state bombing, trying to run a business, but someone could have a car bomb go outside your house, outside your business.
It's gone.
Gone. You think everything you have to start again.
Do you think we've taken our freedom for granted now that you know some of the tragedies that are happening?
I'd say taking it for granted. Definitely not been aware of it to a degree, but as we've had the freedom, it has slowly been taken away from us because obviously that's the whole slow process. So we kind of, I think because it's been taken away, we're more aware of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? As more things are constricted around us, we're like, oh snap, we had this, this is all good, this is good. Yeah. We're not having to experience all these other stuff, you know?
But it's been drip fed to us so slowly, really and truly over the last 20 years that some people don't even realize the changes.
Yeah.
People, if you want to be aware of it and come out of it and see what was just 5 years ago compared to now, you will see the complete difference. But there's so many people that are just living the day to day that are just not going to realize that so much has changed in the last 5 to 10 years. It was been what, I think we had £1 saver menu one time at McDonald's. Let me sort that out.
it's just a cat. Hello. Hello. She walked up that path like it was a full human just coming in and just opening the door.
Opening up doors. Yeah, I've got a cat. But we've got cats. She can open doors. Where was I? Train of thought.
Your £1 saver menu is turned into McDonald's. £300 saver menu.
What is that now? What is, how much is a cheeseburger or something like that?
£300.
I don't even go like that to eat them things, but I know it's gone up since.
Yeah, definitely.
So
yeah.
If you pay attention, there's so much difference. Mm. But if you don't and just live in your just tunnel vision, you're not really looking, got blinders on, I'm sorry.
Mm.
You think nothing's changed.
You think it's great, everything's good, you know, and these people are coming over to ruin
your future. Yeah. And they're saying, tough times, it's tough times over here, I'm trying to find money for me, and they're going to start having to pay for them to be in hotels and stuff like that. And I'm like, yeah, I understand that. And there's not enough space, but trust me, there's a lot of space in England.
Yeah.
There is a lot, but we're all situated in certain areas.
That's it. Little farms.
There we go.
Like all the cities.
Yeah.
The towns.
If you just take a drive up and down the M-Way, trust me, I know it's a lot of farmers' land and everyone, so you're going to have to take the man's land. A lot of it's just farmers' land that the man here are not necessarily using a lot of the time. But
barren. Some of it is just barren land.
Barren land.
But someone owns it, so it's staying like
that. It's staying like that. And then people will tell me I'm the bad guy, but I do a lot of driving up and down this country. I see a lot of things, a lot of empty areas, even abandoned yards and stupidness. But anyway, it's for another time. I'll start ranting.
Yeah, because you can actually see where it can be occupied to actually put people to safety if they actually really needed a place to stay, because you've got the money to actually rebuild. Same way you're putting up new flats in London.
But it's a such thing as temporary housing in like these the ship container crates and stuff like that. They've been kitted out. There's loads of them I've seen. They've actually got an area in Luton, not too far from where I think JD Gym is, that they build like those contemporary buildings and stuff like temporary buildings. And you could use them for these people. They're not going to be in them forever. They want to work their way out of the situation. It's a lot quicker than a lot of English people are sitting on the government money. What's it, Dole? Whatever it is. Is it Universal Credit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And not wanting to come off it. There's too many people doing that and claiming that people are coming here to take their jobs. And that's, it's just such backwards. It's such a backwards narrative.
Unacceptable conditions, you know what I'm saying? He's not just complaining for the sake of it, but if they can get everything for free, they're going to try and keep that by all means. You know what I'm saying? I can't do nothing. Oh, I can't really work this job. I'm going to get paid, sorted, can have as many picnic as I want. I'll get more money. You know what I'm saying?
But all them people that have got it patterned on them, all the loopholes and things like that, you know, sometimes I got to give them a clap, you know, because Lord knows how you got it patterned like that, because I've seen people struggle just to get a little £400-£500
yeah,
a month.
Like that, yeah.
And then there's people racks talking about all 30k a year they're earning through the through the government and that.
It's crazy, crazy work. Yeah.
You got nothing else to say on that, Al?
No, because that's not my life.
What?
No, just trying to fool the government for 30
grand. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That's not your life. No. No, I was trying to say, if you got nothing else to say on that, how they may see us. If we were technically just two generations ago, we were the immigrants coming over.
Oh, yeah.
Probably see us the same.
Well, I mean, my grandparents did not come at that time. So I'm one generation. So my mum came in 96. So I know from like her perspective. I mean, apart from that, I only know from like, you know, other seniors and friends that I know of who tell me about their lives and how it's been. So I know from that angle.
Okay.
Yeah. But hey, mom.
Hey, mom. Thank you for your hard work, your trials and tribulations.
Yeah. True that. True. Yeah. Because
respect the people that come before us.
They had to go through a lot for us just to be able to sit here and just do this, what we're doing now.
Exactly.
We have quite a lot of freedom, if you think about
quite
it.
Quite a lot. We have too much at sometimes freedom. People have too much.
I think the freedom of speech is kind of is much bigger than we realize, which is why we feel that a part of our freedom is being taken away. First things first, like, let's just look at the language being currently used on the internet and how careful you would have to be. And I'm willing to literally just say this out there because I know I'm not the only one who's thinking it.
What?
Oh, that's the usage of language and stuff.
Mm.
Oh, 100%. You got that beforehand. Even the downs of the television. Remember Little Britain? Classic show. They had everything, everywhere, everything on
there. Little Britain. You know what I'm
saying? This stuff was in the general project, you know, general thing. TV, everything displayed. People just speaking how they want.
Yeah, TV was
everyone would laugh. Everybody was taking the piss out of every word underneath the sun for anyone. And that's how it is. And now people are realizing we can't even say what you want to say. Anything you get saying. You know, you're getting attacked left, right, and centre. It's like that.
But the average English person still is kind of like that, though.
Oh yeah, 100%, without a doubt,
they're still like that. When I'm working with them on site and stuff like that, the blokes, they're just cutthroat, boy.
Yeah.
If you ain't got a sense of humour or thick skin, you get torn apart.
Yeah.
And yeah. I sometimes can't lie, I enjoy it sometimes because it's just like, you know, they don't actually mean it. A lot of the times they don't mean it, but when it's sometimes the old stigma, the woman across the road, when that kind of blatant, they're not saying it to you, but you can feel it in the air.
Yeah.
It's not that they're just going to say blood. If, what is it? You're a coloured boy. Like, oh, go and get the coloured boy. I'm like, coloured.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm not saying no more. I know man's not technically being racist, but that's the choice of language. Saying no more.
They want you to feel it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Bring about that humor to it. Crazy. I see what it is, but yeah, I feel like that's how it used to be. People speak their minds, and that brought a little bit of a connection, a bit more of a bridge. When you're like trying to PC or stuff, like you know, patter around how you're speaking to people, there's a massive disconnect there. I feel like brings it even further. You know?
And the thing is, like, you're not really showing your real self.
That's it, yeah.
So you're trying to doctor yourself so much. So you're going to trip over some way and something's going to slip.
Yeah.
I've had that too often though, man. Way too often. As I say, working on site, it's some of them are like, how do I even approach this boy? I don't have any too many black people working on site. So how do we talk to him? And that? It's funny, man. Like, you could just talk to me like anybody else.
But that's
yeah,
it.
Just chill out. Just relax.
Yeah, but they are scared though for their life, isn't it? Or their jobs.
I wouldn't say they're scared for their jobs, you know. Some of them are higher than me, way higher than me. They're not going to be able to, they can get rid of me in the, well, not, they could have, not now.
Yeah.
Beyond that. But at the time, yeah, they went to, oh, they don't like the way I'm moving one day. They said, yeah, we're not going to call you back today. They could easily have done that. But thank goodness I had some decent people when I was working on those sites. But I had a recent thing of my company now I'm working for. So I was just having a team meeting, call on calls and that. And I was wearing a skull cap instead of my typical work beanie that they actually give you. And they expect you to wear all work gear at all times, isn't it? Well, my boss does. He's very much so like that. He's like, you have to wear what I want for the company. And the company needs to look like this uniform, isn't
it? Yeah, that's it.
But fair enough. But I was wearing my skull cap because it was hot outside, and that's what I usually wear underneath the beanie anyway to keep my hair sorted, because obviously wearing beanies mash up our hair, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, imagine I get phone call next day from one of the directors, calm guy and everything. He's not trying to, he's not trying to say he's a bad guy, but he's like, oh, just noticed on the call yesterday, the boss, the head, I'm not going to say his name, boss wanted to know if you had all the gear. Did you have all of your uniform? Did you have any issues with hats or anything like that? And I was like, no, I got my hats right there. And he goes, oh, he just saw you on the call that you weren't wearing the hat, and he wanted to make sure that everything was fine, that you had all the uniform. And I was like, bro, it's a skull cap. I don't know if you want me to say it, but it's a cultural thing.
Right.
Like, you may not understand that. I don't want to just put that on my head and just have it just all frizz up my hair, and you take it off next minute, my hair is mash up, and all that work that people done to plait, my mom done to plait my hair is just gone in a day because I didn't look after it. And it's like, oh, I didn't realize. I'm sorry. That's Aaron. Aaron's different than, sorry, Aaron. That's my director, but yeah, he's different, isn't it? But he's a funny guy. But my boss, he's like, he's just a bit more disconnected. So when I think he explained it to him, it was different. But imagine, I was away for that day. I was working away in Bristol. By the time I get home, first class delivery, there was a hat and snood at my front door.
I said, just in case you need the spare.
I was like, nah, he's a joke. Yeah,
that's funny.
He's a joke. But when I got home and I saw a package saying Fame and Daniels, and I put it on something else, and I was like, what is this? Opened up, that's it, yeah. Hat, I needed a new snood though, so I was like, yeah, say no more. I needed that. But the hat, I was like, it's your job, man. I had a fresh thing there with a tag on the still.
Funny.
And then he gave me another one. I was like, you're taking a mix. But yeah, the cultural differences, as you're saying, people they just don't understand. And I've had that in every single job that I've gone to that's in the kind of a PAYE stance. Self-employed, obviously, when I'm working with people, they're not going to question you because everyone's self-employed. They kind of, they've met more cultural people, I've noticed, when I'm working in the self-employed environments and the kind of, what do they call it, networking environments, they don't really get those kind of questions. But anything's like PAYE, you're going to clock in, clock out,
yeah,
I always get a question from the manager or some kind of higher up about a do-rag, a skull cap, if you're, what you're eating at lunch, something. It's always something. Oh, your hair, it doesn't feel like, it's not, it's soft. Oh, your hair's soft.
Yeah, what's going on there?
It doesn't feel like Brillo. Then one's there. It's like,
the wire wool coming from. Oh, I'm like wire wool. I'm like, what kind of,
why is that always the case?
Brillo.
Yeah.
I know how hard Brillo is, but
they always feel like it's going to be tough. Or like you can wash pans with it. If I was to cut off a lock and just give that to them, they could scrub a thumb.
Some rubbish off of a pad, you know?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Nah, because you don't, see, you don't work in those environments.
Yeah, no, of course not. Nah, man, I work in food mainly, but
Food, stop it.
You're
doing yourself short. That's old. You worked in food.
And now, but still, sorry, it's wild in my mind. Like, I'm actually seeing it right now. I'm just actually like, imagine, like, you.
Oh.
A little bit of fairy on it.
Yo, stop it.
No, I can't.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's different, man. But that's the type of questions I'll come up with. Sometimes I don't know if it's actually intentional or they're just like genuinely curious. But I think sometimes there's a bit of both as well.
You've got to find.
To be fair, the questions are endless as well. I mean, I was explaining planting to somebody yesterday.
Oh, that's another one. Yeah. That's different though. That's black first.
No, I'm not talking about the name of it. I'm not talking about the name. I'm talking about the thing itself, the banana itself, innit? How you eat it, there are a lot of people, you'd be surprised, there are people who have never eaten plantain, who have
What do you mean how you eat it? You're explaining to someone how you eat it.
Like, yeah, how you prepare it, how you cook it, boiled, fried, steamed.
Okay.
Green plantain.
I thought you meant how it's cooked, it's already been cooked, it's in a plate in front of you, how am I meant to eat this? I'm like, well, you just...
Pick it up.
No, but obviously, we'll cut it and eat it. But then you're talking to someone who's never seen it before for the first time. They're like, "Oh, what is it like?" I remember in uni, I knew a girl. You know, me and her were good friends. She came round to my studio flat. I was frying up some planting, and she'd never had it before. And she tried it. She liked it, and then asked me, "Is it sweet potato?" I can't laugh at her. I have to be like really honest and be like, no, girl, it's banana. So from the banana family.
Wait, so she's obviously never seen a sweet potato then before?
No, she's eaten sweet potato.
So how would you think planting a sweet potato?
Again, it's just her asking because she's never had it before.
That's just be
obviously, it's confusing to us because it's like our breakfast, lunch, dinner. But
my eyes, my eyes don't tell me that don't look nothing like what that's that it. Sweet potato.
It's sweet though.
She must have gone straight off the texture.
Has she eaten it and then asked if the sweet potato as well?
Afterwards.
But even this different with a sweet potato.
We're not going to compare that. It's not a sweet potato, you know what? Bless her though. I hope she's had more planting since, man. No, anyone who's ever had planting will continue to eat for the rest of their life. If you don't like planting, then.
Cold argument yesterday of why we can win the argument against Africans about the plantain thing. What was it? Plantain don't grow in Africa, apparently? I heard that one thrown in the argument yesterday. I was like, I didn't know that. I actually didn't know this. Is that real? I had to ask her again, just to double down. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Is that true? Are you sure? Before you start standing on business and
next she's correct.
You think so? Surely you can grow it in African climates.
Probably somewhere you can grow
it.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's happened.
I'm not one to be, I'm not trying to add that to my arsenal in the argument unless it's true.
That's it.
I need factual evidence before I start saying, yeah.
All right, then let's.
But you can't grow that in Africa. It's planted.
Yes, it's planted.
Okay,
we've been running with the mountain and fountain for a minute now.
Yeah, but that makes sense now anymore, does it?
It does. Fountain, mountain, planting. It's not. You don't say tane, but yeah, that's an old school cool one. Battles on the playground.
There are of course different types of plantings. Bear in mind, okay. Plantains are believed to have originated in Southeast Asia.
Okay. That's original.
Two groups of plantains are thought to have a common origin, the horn plantain and the French plantain. Both types grow in India, Africa, Egypt, and tropical America, so technically South America. French plantains also occur in Indonesia and the islands. Plantains all around the world, basically.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Did it say Africa?
Yeah.
Egypt
on there as well.
Egypt. So yeah. So we're done. I have to. What was it? What's her name again?
Plantain.
No. What's that? Your friend's name? Or we'll figure it out after. But yeah, we have to tell her that we need to drop that out.
I'll give her a call later. I'll shout you out later.
I had to debunk that. I wasn't gonna start throwing that into my arsenal until I had factual evidence.
I mainly know about bananas.
It didn't feel right in my heart.
Yeah, you could have just spat out after hearing that. Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, but there's no planting in Europe unless they're imported. You see, so
oh yeah, yeah, but that's a lot of things that's why we have to put everything in the market. And
it makes sense as to why there are people who have no idea what it is.
What was the how much planting used to be back in the day? A pound of planting or 80p?
£1 for £3, £4.
You used to get free planting for
Free planting for a pound in South London.
Mad.
Then it went to three before 1:20. Now that's when I realised that things were wrong, because it was London had fallen by that point. From when you saw the pound 20, and that was when I was in late secondary school, so you can imagine how long I had the 3-4 pound for.
Mm-hmm.
So just to see that, like, forget the Freddos, I'm looking at the price of planting just to see the economy. Now it's like, what, nearly 3 quid for what, 3 of them?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, and I might as well just not even have it as a whole. That's literally a treat now. That ain't breakfast, lunch and dinner no more, you know?
Mm-hmm. All the things that used to be decent, like, I wouldn't say like rich people's food. No, sorry, poor people's food. I would say middle class people's food has now become rich people's food.
No, man, they'll start locking up planting in the shop. Like, they like to lock other products behind cages. They're going to start doing that with planting too. Watch, I'm going to have to ask my grandma to start sending boxes still.
When I was younger, I used to go Billing to get market, like to go fish, to get fish shopping and that for Christmas and that, yeah.
Mm.
And lobster and that was not expensive. It wasn't really the thing. It wasn't in the mainstream. And even other things like avocados when we were younger, that wasn't in the mainstream, so it wasn't expensive. But now it's the power foods, and it's a celebrity thing. Remember it was like the posh thing to have avocados. It was like about 6 years ago. It was when it hit, oh, it was ridiculous.
Posh.
Yeah.
That was my dinner the same way.
Eat avocados with your breakfast and your, but now it's just weird. It's there. But as soon as it gets into the swing of like the mainstream media, it just...
This is how I know that life is different for everybody, because you're saying that it was considered posh food when I literally had that from all my life growing up.
I know, we all did. But I'm talking about when it gets to the masses and it just gets on TV.
Oh, what, the avocado toast? Because I think
they named it a power food or something. Like,
but it is a power food. It's a healthy fat, no?
Yeah, it is. That's why. I know they were promoting it, avocado, you know, eggs,
not and toast, GMO.
You know, for breakfast, they'll...
Not a GMO anyway, it's just for mass production, so there you go, you got your avocados, I hope you're happy. Looking like conference pears, man.
Back home, avocados compared to what we have here is a crime.
Yeah, very different.
Oh, don't even remind me, please. I had pear nearly every day.
Crime.
Mm. Listen, when they fall from the tree and all you hear is doof on the ground.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good time.
Yep.
And you know, the thing my people back home, they don't even eat the stuff that hits the ground, though.
Yeah, I know. They just pick it from the tree, don't they? If it hits the ground and they say it's bad. Unless they watch it hit the ground, they pick it up.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's bruised, though, so, you know.
If that's hit the ground overnight and, like, in the morning, they're not going to eat that.
Yeah.
Is that the same in Jamaica?
I don't know.
I know that's in St. Lucia, that's the majority of the island is like that. But that's not the case when I'm there. If I've seen that in the trees, sometimes we're actually watching that for days and I'm like, right, if that's falling out throughout the night, I'm gassed, because that means I don't have to go and knock it out of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, if it's sat overnight, you probably would reckon that animals would probably come through it, maybe some kind of things, I don't know.
Coming in my back garden like that.
Oh, back garden, like, shut off back garden. Oh, I'm just thinking bush, because then, like, say if you just got, like, your yard and then you're just surrounded by a bush, you know what I'm saying? That I can understand. Like, if it's left overnight, I'm not going to touch that.
Mm-hmm.
Let the ground have it. It will just decompose and spring life somehow.
You used to be disappointed when stuff would hit the floor and there'd be holes in it, because, you know, the birds, them just love yam out the food anyways, you know?
There'll be a hole in it next morning,
innit? Keep talking about back home, man. I want to go.
You're meant to be going soon, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going soon. October. Yeah, I need to sort that out with you, man, this month. This month, I need to sort that out. We need to get that sorted.
That stays in the private group chat.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing I wanted to talk about. How about, what's the plan? Is it, are we looking to stay here? Or is the final plan getting back to where we are?
Pardon?
Is the final plan looking to get back to where our family's from?
Well... This is where I'm doing a whole list of pros and cons, yeah, because everywhere has its good and bad, yeah? And for me to build in Jamaica, I'd probably do it towards helping my mum's retirement and my grandparents, or anything to do with that. Maybe to help out little cousins or anything, if I know I can afford to. If I can't, I have to work. I have to help myself on my own first, yeah? I know that Jamaica, as beautiful as it is also dangerous, and you need to keep your wits about you and be, you know, have a solid community of people that you know very well out in the country. At one point, I did see myself part-time living out there, but I'm not against actually spending like half my year out there for if I had to. So say if I spent 6 months, I've got places to stay. My uncles have already built houses, built rooms, built, I can stay anywhere when anytime I go out to see them. So I have no lack of like a roof over my head. Like they've made the effort. All I can say is, uncle, can I have this room? They're like, sure, if you want to build on top of it or if you want to build something by it, cool.
That's the luxury of backpacking, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the luxury of doing that. I can do that. I have my family. I'm grateful that they have been able to do that and that I actually have that. But then as living out there, I have to really think about, okay, how much can I actually assimilate there before I'm seen as like a target? Because I've been told, even by like family back home and even here, friends here, who regularly go to Jamaica back and forth, like almost every year or every other year, so they know what it's like. They're around it, seeing it as the years go on. For both sides to tell me, to be fair, it is dangerous for you, but you have to know what you're doing. So with that being said, me, I'm still gonna go with my plan to live away from the UK, but I also don't want to leave the UK completely. My connections, my way of actually business and stuff like that, to be able to have that, maybe it might change for me when I'm older, who knows. But I think this is where I'm at right now. I want to be able to, okay, ideally, the ideal thing for me ultimately would be to have a good stream of income while staying where I want to stay.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan for everyone, to be fair.
And if that's what I'm saying, you want to be able to have, when you start having a family, like, you know that I can give this or help with that and send you to school and make sure that your shoes aren't dusty, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's got to be done. Myself, I would definitely head back to Vinci, without a doubt. It's just whether and true how everything's going to be, because obviously I know there's a lot of shifts and stuff happening which will become more apparent as we continue on throughout, especially until 2030. Thanks to Pana Babianun. Shout out to you. But yeah, there's loads of different things that are happening. So, I mean, the Caribbean is obviously the Caribbean. It is two tectonic plates together. That's how islands and volcanoes and stuff are formed. And there's shifts happening. So after the shift, if everything's all cool down there, yeah, man, we can go down and relax up and build up and, you know, love life. But prior to that, I'd rather go to somewhere like Africa because it is one tectonic plate. So once it shifts, if you're in the center, you're not too close to the edge. All you have to do is retreat inland, come back to where you are. You're good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason why I'd say there, just for that safety aspect of things. But Africa's splitting anyways. The east coast is coming. The east side is coming away. There's a massive like ravine coming right up.
That's scary. That's what was literally happening.
So there's going to be a new river. The ground is literally like sea in between.
One Piece.
Yeah. Yeah, you said beforehand, it's all in there.
I've never considered tectonic plates to be like a point of consideration when actually moving to another country. You know, that's actually a good point. That's actually a good point.
I didn't think of it. That blew my mind this day. I was thinking, I did not think about that. You know,
no, but imagine waking up here.
You should be flooded.
Yeah, man. Just waking up here and you're back home, yeah, and you're just like, oh yeah, man, a regular Tuesday. Yeah, let me go about my business. Next thing you know,
Tsunami, all these other things, yes, peak, hurricane.
Have to run for safety.
We got bathing the bloody volcano, for crying out loud. That tells you that the thing is active. Active. We're all sitting in their hot springs, nice, and the thing bubbling. Just ready to go off at any time. But we're still in there chilling, thinking my skin's like silk soft because it's sulfur or whatever it is. I don't even know what's in that. But it's minerals.
That's it.
But yeah, I never thought of that, to be fair. But yeah, I still want to go back home. If I had the chance to do half and half, that's what I would be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily half in England, half Western world, half back a yard. So I can come and go as I please.
Yeah,
the children stay back a yard though still.
We need the dual citizenship. It's coming. My mum's going back next month. So that's the next stage will be sorted when they go back. And then by the time I go back, we go back in October. Hopefully I'll have my citizen card.
Yeah,
and then we can get the cheap thing.
Mm-hmm.
Go around and say, "Oh, you have to pay tourist." I'm like, oh, are you from here? So yeah, my house is on the free roads. Mm. It's crazy, you know, how the whole island, there's not really many road names or anything like that. I'm not sure if it's the same back in Jamaica and that. Not many road names.
No, we got road names.
How am I get to the airport? And they're like, oh, so where are you staying then? I said, I'm going to my house. And they're like, so where's your house then? And I was like, rah. Dundee, what's the road name? Mm. I said, I ain't got no road name. I said, like, shit. My nan's one of the last people to come off the plane because she's got special assistance. So I can't even go back and ask nan. Mm. So I ring mum. And I'm like, mum, what's the house name? She goes, I don't know. Because say it's the first house on the road in Fosse-Jacques. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the first house on the road in Fosse-Jacques. And she goes, the free roads. And I said, ask Nan. I goes, is it the free road? She goes, yes, the house on the free roads. The woman at the desk in their passport thing knows the house on the free roads, you know.
Yeah.
I said, this is all the way in Viewfoot. This is not close. This is the next 2, 3, 4 towns over where the airport is. But they know my house is the house on the free roads. Mm. I'm like, this is crazy.
You celebrity.
This is not that I'm celebrity. This is how mad it is. Like, there's no such thing as road names.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, what? How are you going to explain your road, your house then? What's your one then? Oh, the one 3 houses down from this school. Mm-hmm. My house, they know where that is. It's crazy. It was mad.
Funny.
My mind was blown. Me and Sherelle were looking at each other at the parcel, just like, okay. Guess we've got to go with it then. Yeah, the house on the free roads.
You might as well call this place the house on the corner.
That's what it would be, the house on the corner next to the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, know exactly what you're talking about. Yes, we know that one.
My
cousin lived just down the road.
That's crazy. It. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the one good thing about St. Lucia, I think it's because it's so mountainous. Mm. My yard and my area will be fine. That you would have to have some serious sea level rise to take out where I am in the backs of St. Lucia, but it'd be crazy to see. Mm. I'll be on top of the mine just looking down like this and seeing the water just going crashing and taking out thousands. And I'm like,
mad, just dash ropes out, you know, help you.
I'd have to get a helicopter to come and get us down from where we are. Oh, right, the roads will be all ruined. Mm. Everything, that'd be crazy. But yeah, I still want to go back.
No, the things you think about in your mind are crazy. It's almost cinematic, isn't it?
It is cinematic. Mm. Sorry, man.
He must have had a soundtrack in his head as well when it's going like, nee, nee, nee,
you don't want to know what's going on in
That's
here.
That's what
sometimes.
I'm saying. He's doing something.
Sometimes you catch me just being there. You're talking and I'm just like this.
He's got a Quentin Tarantino film in there right there. No?
Like everything's going on in there. I've just caught the first part of what you've said and then you've just carried on talking sometimes and then I have to catch myself. I'm like, I've not done all this, but I've done that in my head. I've slapped myself and I'm like,
come back. Come back. Listen.
I'm listening. I'm like, yeah. What were you saying? That's for anybody. It's the worst when I'm at work.
So why there's
some important stuff that sometimes my brethren is telling me, and I'm like,
because he turned it into a scene. You might as well be a director then.
I can't do that. I don't like bossing people around.
Bossing people around? People are willing to. That's why they're actors.
I hear that, but then you know when actors are not acting,
and you've got
it happens, and you're like, I can't. What the hell is this?
But that's what directors do.
But I don't want to do that. That's not really me.
I'm not that guy. I'm the peaceful director.
What happened to that chill guy meme? That came and gone real quick. Yeah. That's exactly why I'm a chill guy. on that, the calendar map of what we get every year of the meme chart, would that even fit into, does that fit to last December or is that just January?
I believe it was your last year, just before the year closed. So
That's like it came at the wrong time. It just... forgotten in that forgotten period.
Oh no, people are still chill guys. You can still be chill guy.
I haven't seen it much. Maybe it's not on my algorithm.
You be chill guy.
I am though. It was based on me. It is based on me. If you know me as a person, it really is CBA. That's what my life is a lot of the time.
Yeah.
To be fair, what's his favorite meme?
If you, what was it? It's the 3 rules of my family. Really, it was like you could. You got 3 chances, but the other one was like, you can either mess with me or my family. And if it's not those 2 things, can't be asked to deal with it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's what it is. No point for that unnecessary hassle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, you got to keep living, and a lot of the time, it's gone because it's not actually worth holding on to. Yeah. And what's the other thing that my mum says? I think it was my nan. If you remember the person prior to when they came into your life and it was good, remember that time.
Like a comment like a ghost. That's cold, hey. That's true, huh?
Yeah. Oi. I loved it. That stuck with me till now. I thought, right, there was a time that you weren't here and it was good.
So
when you're gone, and it was maybe good when you were here, but there was a time but it was better.
Yeah.
So go about your business.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm sorry, this is not about you. It's not about you.
I wasn't even thinking that. Like, I was just here just.
Some of grandma's knowledge, that's what it is, isn't it?
Seasons and Reasons is another one. That's my favourite one. Seasons and Reasons. I just throw that out to people and you have to understand. If you don't get it, you don't get it and it's not for you. But Seasons and Reasons.
Mm.
Aunt Viv. Word to Aunt Viv. Cold.
That's all right.
But anything else you want to get off your chest this week?
Yeah, what happened where you could have applied common sense?
What to everything in life?
What happened this week that happened?
My life.
Yeah, my week was full of common sense. I'm good.
It was my ones. I think I didn't really have any like random outbursts of people that needed some common sense in their life.
Oh, for once, yes, you had a great week.
Yeah, that's good.
Had a great week.
It's rare for me. Usually, it's just because I have back and forth between my work and the office, and some stuff just really needs. You need to take a step back before you type and just think, is this worth typing? And just think, I could have answered this myself. That's my usual ones of common sense. But other than that, I'm good, I think, this week.
Yeah, nah, me too. Most things have been pretty straightforward. Yeah. Nothing that doesn't make any sense that I've needed to reform.
I mean, you had a week off.
Exactly. So it's
you were
been
just
bliss.
Chilling, man. You're good.
Maybe I should rest my week off. Maybe that's not common sense.
You didn't,
you know what I'm
you
saying?
Didn't
I
rest?
To a degree, I had a couple of days, but I should have rested a bit longer, you know.
Your
but it was
week
still
off is
rest,
your choice to give yourself a week off, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's just like,
I mean, a week off is really, oh, I have more time to take care of things that I've left around the house.
That's it.
That if you think about do. It, yeah.
Yeah.
Catch up with my own affairs.
Yeah, I had to go to the dentist and stuff like that as well this week.
Yeah, some proper
sorted. So all stuff I've just
yeah,
it's mainly stuff
some
to concentrate
out
on.
To get things sorted.
Yeah, hustle and bustle. Yeah. That detracts from everything.
But I've had a decent week, to be fair. It's not too bad. So is that it everywhere?
To be fair, we did have the promise of actually talking about what we spoke about last week. Men know what women want? However, we will resume that conversation when Jamie comes next week.
Yeah,
I wanted Jamal to be on it for that one, innit? Specifically, because he was kind of gassed on that voice note that we got in the group chat.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah. And then where is he this week?
Yeah.
Ring the man up. Oh.
Hope you feel better.
I was working too much, you know.
I just woke up. Should I start the pod without you? 100%.
Don't overwork yourself, man.
That's it.
No, but it's good. It's a good sign. It's a good sign to be tired because you're actually grinding.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%.
You don't want to be that. You don't want to be the other type of tired when it's through depression and because you don't want to get up.
Yeah, that's different, isn't it?
Mm.
Don't need that. I seen one thing though. What's his name? Mr. Trump said he's getting rid of income tax. So that was. That's what you're doing, obviously, in the US. He's actually put that through now. It's like getting rid of income tax, which I was like, fair play.
Where are they going to get the tax from?
Huh?
Where are they going to get the tax from?
They get it from government subsidiaries. But remember, what's his name? Elon Musk has gone into their whole and just fired thousands of people because they're all just like dummy kind of things. You know, people are put in there and getting paid money for absolutely no reason. They're not doing anything. So he's just like kind of gone. It's like, okay, all of this stuff needs to go. You all fired. So they found... billions of dollars, which have just been getting funneled to these people random, you know? So,
all right.
So,
I'd like to see it because income tax is not in every single state in America, anyway, is it?
Very true. Yeah, some do, some
yeah, some yeah. don't. So, what it's just on a federal level
now, yeah, gonna get rid of it.
My god, that would have been cold for me. I tried to move to America when we tried to move to America in 2012, I think just before the kind of when did Brexit really happen.
2016, I believe.
I think the rumbling started from 2012.
Yeah.
So when that started happening, my house prices kind of started to change, and we just kind of said, "Nah, we weren't going to do it."
Mm.
But we were quite close to going to Florida.
Mm.
You reckon it might have been a blessing in disguise?
Of course.
Yeah.
See, did you not hear me talk about that when we went to this Florida in 2017? I had a gun pulled out on us on the first date.
Crazy. Yeah, crazy.
I'm not trying to do all that on a regular. No way.
No chance.
But yeah, I'm saying if it's no income state income tax now, that would be a nice. So you're actually getting your wage, isn't it?
As you should do.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it gives you a bit more time for yourself and your family, because you know you don't have to work that much harder. Mm-hmm. Imagine, what is it, 20, 30, no, 40% tax or something like that, I think, over there.
Depends on where you
depending
are.
Depending where you are, depends, yeah. So
that's I'm pretty working. Sure there's nothing in Texas.
Imagine nothing working for 12 Florida. Months and you're only getting paid for, what, 7, 8 months. That's pretty much what you're doing.
That's what we are like here, though, isn't it?
That is what we like here. Well, exactly like that.
Ours is 20%, isn't it? And then 30% if you don't get it sorted when you're self-employed.
Yep.
It's stupid, but...
Yep, that's crazy. 8 months out of the year, you're working, that you get paid for. The other 4 months are for free for the bands.
That's why a lot of men, they're not declaring their cash.
Yeah, 100%. It makes perfect sense.
What is it? Cash is best.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no.
Keeps the tax man out of your pocket. A greedy man.
It really does. It really does. But I think that's it for this week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Week. We'll see you next week. Remember to like, subscribe. If you like the video, like the video.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm going to keep it at that.
And we'll see you in the next one.